What's going on, y'all? Welcome back to Knowledge Drinker Podcast. It's KJ, and today I'm going to speak on patience. I'm going to first start off with what I've heard Big Sean mention in a series of motivational videos that he said, if you rush too much, you might not get where you're going. And he said, and this was on the patience segment of a series of the motivational videos he did. But from that point on, I started to understand it because I also believed in a Dalai Lama quote that said, sometimes not getting what you want is a great stroke of luck. Which was something that I spoke on in my previous episode. But the moral of what Sean said, he said, if you rush too much, you might not get where you're going. It's simply me focusing on readjusting my ideas and knowing if the goal that I really wanted was worth going for. And I said to myself, like, did I actually need the goal? Because as ambitious as I am about life, I never wanted to fall victim to what I learned from T.D. Jakes. He said, one of the worst things in life is to get something that you ain't worked for. Which is simply self-explanatory to me because I know that I won't appreciate it as much, you know. I also had to be patient with knowing that my career was going to take off because even though I started off writing just for the love of it, I still somehow knew that I was going to make money. And thankfully, you know, I never chased the money in terms of boosting my book prices. But I did focus on the content because I was once told that my books was worth more than what I was currently charging for them. Which I did know, but I knew that in my heart, I still had to balance my career situation out by focusing on the content first and then focusing on the finances. But another thing, I heard many entrepreneurs mention that money doesn't make you happy, but not having money makes you unhappy. I'm going to say that again. Money doesn't make you happy, but not having money makes you unhappy. And from that point on, I began to realize how valuable my craft was. You know what I'm saying? Which was the plan all along. One of the next things I want to speak on is I learned from Gary Vaynerchuk. He said, you have to love the process, not the stuff the process buys you. And the way I perceived his advice was also self-explanatory because by loving the process, I was able to learn more skills that I didn't even think was possible or I didn't even think that I had a potential to do so. You know, the most valuable thing that I've learned while trying to be patient was how to still put work in while trying to be patient on another and wait for another goal to come. I'm gonna say that again. The most valuable thing that I've learned while trying to be patient was how to put work in while waiting on another goal to come to fruition. Because I never wanted to feel like I wasn't giving my dream all I had because I molded in my mind on what I learned from Steve Harvey. He said, the dream is free, the hustle is sold separately, which is also self-explanatory, you know. I heard Ty Lopez mention the old saying, but he said it in a reverse way. He said, when a student is ready, the teacher will appear. When a student is not ready, the teacher will disappear. And the way I perceived this philosophy was almost exactly how I needed to hear it because it was self-explanatory to the point where I knew I had no choice but to stay patient with my learning process because I didn't want to rush and try to find information and then try to hurry up and feed it back to my audience and it could have possibly been toxic. You know what I'm saying? I make sure that every piece of information that I ran across and I wanted to use it in my content, I wanted to make sure that it was practical and I could use it first before I tried to give it to somebody else. You know, another reason that I became so patient with understanding others' advice is because I learned from Demetrius Mighty Mouse Johnson. You know, the UFC fighter, he said, iron sharpens iron, which I do believe. But he finished off by saying, iron also breaks iron, which he was talking about not recruiting the best sparring partners in the world. But the way I perceived it was a new way to look at the way I looked at it was a new way that I could, you know what I'm saying, that I could start competing. And then he gave me no choice but to respect his ideology on the phrase because he's arguably one of the best pound-for-pound UFC fighters in the world that constantly proves it every time he steps in the ring. You know, another thing that I learned from Ty Lopez, he said, once a week, be the dumbest person in the room because it's the only way to learn to be dumber than the person around you. That's how you get smarter. And after hearing this advice, a light bulb clicked in my head. And I instantly knew that it was some reason why I was continuously getting smarter after surrounding myself around people like Jim Rohn, Ty Lopez, Steve Harvey, and many more, you know what I'm saying, which eventually birthed my career, because I was, you know what I'm saying, able to humble myself and see what I could learn from other people, rather than just thinking that I could learn it all on my own. But one of the last things I want to speak on, and I ran across this information on Twitter. I guess it was just meant for me to read it. It said, patience is when you're supposed to be mad, but you choose to understand. And this information was also self-explanatory. It was also self-explanatory to me, because I recently just spoke about it all, what I previously just said. That's all I had to speak on today. Tomorrow I'll speak on persistence. I just want to appreciate everybody for listening.